Well, this week, the big Consumer Electronics Show kicks off in Las Vegas, and all sorts of things. I mean, they're talking a lot about, you know, autonomous cars and 8K television sets that, you know, that are bigger than a house. But there are a lot of local companies that present out there, and Chris Brickler is the CEO and co-founder of Mind VR, and they are one of them, and headed out to the CES. Chris Brickler joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
So Mind VR, M-Y-N-D.
That's right. Yeah.
Mind.
Yep.
And then virtual reality.
That's right.
So you've got these virtual reality glasses, and you put them only on seniors. Now tell me how this works.
Yeah, it sounded like a harebrained idea at first, right? My co-founder and I have been friends for 20-plus years. We started our careers in Dallas. He had worked for the last 10 years in senior long-term care, taking care of about 100 SNF operations in Texas. I was in Silicon Valley working on sort of next-generation video technology and virtual reality, and we got together for a beer for the first time in literally 10 years. And in that conversation, we said, well, how could we use virtual reality to help with the cognitive condition of our aging population? And that was just kind of an idea over a couple of beers.
Is this technology, I mean, is the hardware different than we see people doing Space Invaders with, or, you know, Lost in Space escapades?
Well, the technology in virtual reality has really, really improved and become a lot easier to use and a lot more ergonomically easy and suitable for the aging population. So what we've spent the last 2 years doing is basically redesigning, re-engineering, reimagining virtual reality away from the millennial, away from that millennial sensationalism game type environment, to an environment that uses the technology in a really, really cool way, entertaining way, therapeutic way, that brings this content, this immersive content, to folks that are less mobile, that have aging-related conditions that are starting to set in.
So do you have to reshoot? Is this where your background comes in? You have to reshoot new content for this?
Yeah, absolutely. So our model is a lot like Netflix. We license about 80% of our content from National Geographic, you know, from the major Discovery Channel, you know, Discovery VR, the major producers. And then a lot of the content is really geared for millennials, because the whole bet in the industry has been VR was for millennials. Well, we've turned that around and said our bet is for VR for seniors. So we have gone out and created Mind VR Studios, which essentially is creating original content in 360. So we take these spherical cameras that have six cameras, and we shoot 360, and we'll do live classical pianist concerts at the Salmon Center here in Dallas, for instance. We'll go to the zoos. We'll shoot puppies and litters of kittens. I mean, we do all kinds
of
things.
But in some cases, you try to do throwbacks.
Yeah,
you know, I saw you.
What, right.
You have like a concert and everybody's dressed like they're in the 50s?
That's right. Yeah, we recreated a Frank Sinatra concert at the Balcony Club here in Lakewood. Really fun exercise. Our first prototype doing this, where we brought 35 actors in, all dressed in 50s garb. The camera's set up in the first row. So when the band's playing, the keyboard's over here, and when we take that production, you stitch it all together and you put it onto a VR platform that we provide and distribute to our headsets. When you put the headset on, you absolutely feel like you are right there on this front row, and you are a night out. And if you're 85 years old and Frank Sinatra was one of your favorites, this is an experience that's just tears of joy.
You know, I would think that if somebody had, you know, early onset Alzheimer's or some sort of dementia or any, you know, cognitive problems, that this could be frightening, though, not entertaining.
Right.
Obviously, I'm wrong.
Well, there's a certain part of the population where, you know, it's not, you know, it's like all technology. It's not going to be adopted by everyone.
Yeah.
We have seen a very high uptake and adoption with memory care residents, especially, like in the 55 to 70% range, that are really enjoying the experience because it's providing some reminiscence.
Yeah.
If your memory is starting to lapse, or you're 80 years old and you're in some sort of level of dementia, and you go to an immersive trip to Paris, there is not. And if you've been to Paris before, we had a woman that had her husband passed 10 years ago, and their honeymoon was in Paris 50 years ago. Well, this brought up so many memories of not just their honeymoon, but of their relationship and all these memories that were lying dormant for years in her mind. They became active, and she was talking about it. She couldn't remember what she had for breakfast that morning, but she could remember this VR experience for days and days.
So what does it tell you? I mean, this is not conceptual. I mean, you've got this in operation in a lot of different places, so you're getting feedback. Is this does this have any restorative effects, or is it just entertainment? It's a great way to lock the mind back up and kill 20 minutes.
Well, it is recreational, largely recreational. However, there are a lot of therapeutic benefits that we're studying. So we're not making any claims at this moment, but we do believe firmly that there are some cognitive benefits to this technology. And that's why we've recruited some of the top scientists in the world to join our science advisory board for MindVR. And we've also started to work with the University of Indiana, University of Pennsylvania, University of Texas, Florida Atlantic, a laundry list of major universities that are doing studies to show the efficacy, show the real efficacy. Because when we see virtual reality work for somebody, it's not just a 20-minute experience. What we're observing is that for hours after that, it changes their behavior in a positive way. And when we can start to do that, that becomes really powerful.
I think that's fabulous. What a wonderful application. I never would have thought about it. Now, you're headed to, as I was saying at the beginning, you're on the way out to the Consumer Electronics Show, and you're going to make an announcement or something, or roll out something new?
Well, we've partnered with the largest and most advanced manufacturer of VR headsets in the world. It's a company called HTC Vive. They're a Taiwanese company. They've become the largest investor into this small little Dallas startup that we started.
Oh, really?
And we're part of their part of the Vive X accelerator. So it's a really interesting time frame because there's a shift in the industry happening, and HTC is really leading a big part of that technology that's making this accessible. So then we take our application, our software, and our love, care, compassion model in terms of content for seniors onto this technology platform, and it makes for a very easy solution for senior communities to adopt. And that's our primary market. So, in the last 8 months, we've grown into 18 states already. We're deploying this technology into senior homes all over the country.
And so you're providing the hardware as well as the
software. We provide the hardware and a subscription to the content. So it's just a turnkey solution. It's very easy for any senior home to bring in MindVR.
I think it's a fabulous idea. Good luck at the Consumer Electronics Show. Don't get swallowed up out there.
There's a lot of people.
Chris Brickler is the CEO and co-founder of MindVR. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.